The glory of the Lord fills heaven. Amen. The presence of Jesus fills heaven. The presence of God. And get this, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, is everywhere on the earth. Everywhere. Psalm 139. And if we're not experiencing Him, His beauty and majesty, it's because our old nature's in the way. All right. I want to focus in on some main points. This series, The Glory of the Lord, we could give, all followers of Jesus could give a trillion messages about the glory of the Lord. We would never even begin to fathom how wonderful He is. So, when I say the glory of the Lord fills heaven, you know, we were made, God made us for Himself, to be with Him for eternity. You are an eternal being. Every person's an eternal being and will exist forever, either in heaven or in hell. It's more on that in this message, hopefully. This is a serious topic, serious for all of us. That I want to get into this series at least one message about heaven and hell. Because very few people in ministry are talking about this. Heaven and hell. Every person on the earth will exist forever, either in heaven or hell. And think about this. Think about it this way. This is the most important thing in all of our lives. This is our eternity. Eternity. 100 years on the earth is just a blink of an eye compared to eternity. So we should live in light of eternity. How do we do that? Well, when we find the Holy Spirit, when we find Jesus for real, when we go directly to Him, He'll give us that. He'll give us everything we need, everything we want, everything we desire. It's all in Him. Heaven is so glorious, it cannot be put into human words. So wonderful. Check out our book. You can read our book for free on our website about heaven. 33 people who have been to heaven and have come back and have... This is a summary of their experience in heaven. It's filled with the glory of the Lord. So beautiful. So wonderful. On the glorious splendor of your majesty. And on your wondrous works will I meditate. The glory of the Lord. Literally God Himself. The three in one God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And let me say this. I've got to get this in. Hell is so horrible and terrible that we cannot put it into words. It is so awful. And hell, what does the scripture say? Famous scripture. The eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. God made hell for the devil and his angels, not for mankind. Perhaps the greatest tragedy in human history and on the earth today is that many, many people are deceived and don't come to Jesus Christ, and they end up in hell for eternity. This is a serious, serious topic. So serious for all of us. Jesus spoke about hell. There's more than 100 scriptures in the Bible about hell. hell is a just what Jesus said. It's a fire. There's fire. People are burned with the flesh of their body falls off of their skeleton form. They feel the pain. The pain is worse. Our senses are heightened in eternity. And it's just awful. I want to move on from that because Jesus offers hope to every person. Just come to Jesus. Just every day. If you don't know Jesus Christ, come to Him today. Come directly to Jesus Christ. You're coming to God Almighty, the one who made you for Himself. And the deepest reality of knowing Him is that His presence, Himself, and He's glorious. Glorious and majestic. Now, it's a journey to get there because there's three phases. There's of walking with Him. Most people stay in that first phase. The tabernacle had three sections: the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies. That's the three phases of walking with God Almighty. And it's actually the three phases of prayer. So beautiful, so wonderful, Jesus the Christ, that He's God Almighty. How do we get and experience Him? As I said earlier, go directly to Him. These are not in any order. I just want to list them. Number two, love Him with all we have. Seek Him with all we have. Number three, give Him everything we have. We're nothing without Him. He's everything. Repent. That's the first thing Jesus said. Number four, repent. Repent of our sins. We're all sinners. And if we repent and we're sincere and we repent, we get rid of that old nature. That's how we can move and get and less of us and more of Him. And amen. So I'm an evangelist, but I just want to teach people about this glorious walk and how simple it is and how glorious it is just to know Jesus Christ. If somebody just receives Him and stays in the first phase, that's the greatest thing they've ever done. A great man of God said that when we come to Jesus Christ, He takes all those things that were our first loves and He makes them better. He puts them in their right place. He created all things that are good, whether it's friends and family and people and work and nature and all things, music and sex. God created all these things. Every good and perfect gift comes down from Him. Amen, amen. Go to our website, wonderreality.org. You can read for free the book about heaven and the book about hell. 13 people who have been to hell. Hell, 13 testimonies from a real place. You can read it right there for free. Thanks for listening. More soon.